closer we sit when it comes to the talks of Deen, the more we benefit, inshallah. Listen to the talks of Deen is the need of every single person, including myself. Deen has to come into our lives, we have to make amal upon it, and we have to pass it on to others. In every amal of Deen, we have to look at what is the sunnah way of doing it. So the talks of Deen is the need of every single one of us. Come closer, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi kareem.
Respected elders, beloved brothers, all praise and shukr is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with this wealth of iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us all steadfast on iman, take us away from this world with iman, and raise us up on the day of qiyamah with this iman. The reality of this iman will open up in front of a person when this person will realize that now my ruh is going to leave my body. That's why one of the greatest fazilats of reading your 5 times salah with jamaat, it's mentioned in Fazail al-Sadaqat, that if a person is particular with his 5 times daily salah in the masjid, then at the time of his death, the angel of death himself will help him to recite the kalima and chase the shaitan away. The time of his death. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, at the time of his death, the people could hear him sing, "Not yet, not yet." So somebody asked him, "What do you mean, not yet?" He's saying, "Shaitan is in front of me and he's telling me, oh Ahmad, you have escaped me." I'm telling him, "Not yet, not yet." So this is the reality of it. When I leave this world, I have to leave this world in such a condition that I have to leave this world with kalima. I have to leave this world with kalima. Then my work is done. That is why once Rasulullah ﷺ came into the masjid, and Sahaba Ikram were laughing to such an extent that their teeth were exposed. So he mentioned to them something like this, that if you'd remember the cutters of all pleasures, referring to death, then I would not see you in this condition. And then every day he said something like this, every day that the grave calls out, "I am a place of loneliness, I am a place of dust, I am a place of exile, I am a place of worms." When a believing slave comes into the grave tells this person, "Most welcome you are. Of all the people walking upon me, I loved you the most. Today you'll see how I will treat you." So the grave opens up as far as this person's eyes can see. The windows of Jannat are opened. The sweet smelling fragrance of Jannat will be experienced in this person's grave. But if a disbelieving slave comes into the grave tells this person, "Most unwelcome you are. Of all the people walking upon me, you are the most despised. Today you'll see how I will treat you." So what the grave does? The grave closes up upon this person where his ribs interlock with one another. Different serpents are set upon this person. These serpents are so venomous, if it spits its sputum upon the face of this earth, nothing will grow. At the end of this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the grave will either be one of the gardens of Jannat or one of the pits of Jahannam. So qabr is a reality. Akhirat is a reality. Jannat and Jahannam is a reality. So beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala has given us such an effort. The effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the juhud of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to make such an effort on the hearts of insan, to shift the attention from the creation to the creator. From the creation to the creator. That where you see it happening from, is not happening from there. Where you see it happening from, is not happening from there. Whatever is happening directly by the amr of Allah. The sun is rising with the permission of Allah. The sun is setting with the permission of Allah. Night comes into day, day comes into night with the permission of Allah. That waxing and waning of the moon is happening through the qudrat of Allah. That pitter patter of the raindrops is coming down with the knowledge and permission of Allah. That breath I'm taking, that food I'm eating, every single thing that I possess in my life is only happening through the qudrat and power of Allah, with the irada of Allah. That is why our kalima is nafi, la, negate. That mere to kuch nahi, I can't do nothing. I am useless, helpless, hopeless. I can't benefit, I can't harm. Not only me, every makhluk of Allah. Every makhluk of Allah is dependent on Allah. Whatever is existing, whatever is happening by who? The command of Allah. That is why, wal qadri khayrihi wa shadrihi min Allah ta'ala, qadr takdir, good and bad, is only from Allah. In madrasa, in al-hadith, it comes something like this, that the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the pen. Then Allah ta'ala commanded the pen to write. Then the pen said, oh my Rabb, what should I write about? Allah ta'ala then says something like this, write down everything that is to happen from now right till the day of Qiyamah. In another place it is mentioned something like this, 50,000 years before Allah ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, He had written down the destiny of the entire creation. And at that time His arsh was upon the waters. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned something to the near meaning, that the Nabi of Allah says something like this, for everything there is a reality. No slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach the reality of Iman until he believes that which had befallen him could not have missed him, and that which had missed him could not have befallen him. Muqaddar, whatever is going to happen, it is already decreed. Allah is making it happen. Allah is the one that is creating everything. Every condition is from Him. Whether it's health, sickness, wealth, poverty, honor, respect, disgrace, Allah is the one that is doing it. Allah is the one that is making it happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of every single thing. So the creation has to come out of this heart. And Allah has to come into this heart. And the yaqeen, now we're in the Mubarak blessed months. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Most of the Jummah bayans we heard today too. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when the kuffar of Makkah came to him and told him that your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he went for the Miraj, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and he did like this and like this. So Abu Bakr looked at them and told them, or he asked them, did he really see this? So, yes, he said this. Then if he said this, I bring Iman in what he has said. I bring Iman in what he has said. Without any doubt, conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he has a lot of daughters at the time of Usman radiallahu anhu, he's about to leave this world. Some money is arranged for him. So when this money is presented in front of him, he asks him, what is this for? He says, no, this is, you can spend this money on your daughters. He says, I don't need this money. Why? I taught my daughter Surah Waqi'ah. That the Nabi of Allah told us something like this, if a person did Surah Waqi'ah every night, poverty will never enter his home. Poverty will never enter his home. A person comes to the Nabi of Allah and tells him that my brother has got diarrhea. Something wrong with the stomach. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advises him, go tell your brother, go take honey. He goes, he takes honey, condition becomes worse, he comes and complains again. Again he comes for the second time with the message. Again the message is, tell your brother, go and take honey. Again he comes with his message. When he comes to the third time, the Nabi of Allah tells him something like this, Allah has spoken the truth, and your brother's stomach is speaking lies, go and take honey again. In honey Allah has kept shifa. One person, a scorpion bites him and he comes to complain by the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah tells him something like this, that if you had read this dua, أعوذ بكلمات الله تامات من شر ما خلق, then the poison would not have affected him. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, before a certain battle, the kuffar and the Muslims used to meet. And a conversation used to take place. So there was a person by the name of Amr. He had a pouch on his belt, and this caught the glance of Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. So he gripped this, took it away from him and asked him, what is this? He said, this is some. Some in Arabic means poison. And what is this poison for? So these people explained, look, if you Muslims will capture us and you are not, so to say, good people, then in order to keep the honor and dignity of our countrymen, I would rather take this and drink it and kill myself. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu takes the name of Allah, he opens this poison, he drinks it, and nothing happens to him. Why? Because the yaqeen was that life and death is in whose hands? Life and death is in the hands of Allah. Life and death is not in the poison. Allah has kept the quality of that. Fire is the quality of burning. Allah Ta'ala took away the quality of burning from fire when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in. Allah Ta'ala took away the quality of cutting from the knife when it was placed on the neck of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Allah opened up the oceans for Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to give them fruits. Allah Ta'ala gave Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam fruits out of season. Allah Ta'ala caused 12 streams to gush out from a mountain for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Nabi Yunus alayhi salam alive inside the stomach of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Uzair alayhi salam dead for 100 years. He was passing a town. It was not inhabited. There's nobody staying there. This thought comes into his mind. How would Allah give life after death? Third page, third para, this whole incident is mentioned. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him death for 100 years. When he left his home, he had some food. Food was fresh. Left his donkey. He left with his donkey. Allah gave him death for 100 years. Gave him life after 100 years. Gave him life again. The food that he had when he left his house still remained fresh. The donkey that turned in, that was in bone, turned into bones, Allah gave it life again. So who is doing this? Who gives life after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control. So you see in the waqiyas of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, beloved friends, we will understand that where you see it happening from, it is not happening from there. Everything is happening by the command of Allah. Everything is happening directly by the irada of Allah. Beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for a very short time. In the short life, all of us are busy with many, many things. You see, in Urdu, there's a word called maqsad, which means object. And zarurat, which means your needs and your necessities. What are our needs and necessities? Yes, you have to work, you have to earn, you have to feed the family, pay the bills, sort everything out. That is our needs and necessities in life. And maqsad and object is what? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That person who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam and he admits himself into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ. That is the true success. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was reciting this verse of the Quran to the Sahaba ikram. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which will be mankind and stones. So when he was mentioning this verse of the Quran to the Sahaba ikram, one elderly Sahabi asked him this question, O Nabi of Allah, will there be stones in Jahannam? The Nabi of Allah mentioned something like this, that the size of one boulder of Jahannam is greater than all the mountains of the world put together. When he heard this, he fell down unconscious. He fell down unconscious. The Nabi of Allah places his blessed hands on this elderly Sahabi's chest and made him recite the kalima, and he passed away out of the fear of Jahannam. Passed away. Rasulullah ﷺ gives him glad tidings that Jannat has become wajib upon him. Why? Because he passed away out of the fear of Jahannam. So that Jahannam we have to be saved from. That is the ultimate goal. That is the effort we have to make. Every single one of us, not only us, our family members. Not only our family members, but the people in our locality, in our area, in our town, in our province, in our country, in the continent and the entire world. Allah has given us this zimidari, this responsibility. Deen is a responsibility. Deen is an amanat. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask a person 5 questions on the day of Qiyamah before he can move one step. First question, how did you spend your life? Second question, how did you spend your youth? Third question, how did you earn your wealth? And what did you spend your wealth upon? Fourth question, how did you earn your wealth? Then the next question, what did you spend your wealth upon? And the fifth question is, how far did you act upon the knowledge that you possess? That responsibility and zimidari that Allah has given us, every single one of us is accountable. We're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what was his statement? Ayankusuddin wa ana hayy. That Abu Bakr be alive and any deficiency come in deen, it can never be possible. When it came to deen coming out of the lives of the people, the pain and the zimidari that Sahaba ikram took on, beloved friends, they showed us what was qurbani, what was sacrifice, what was mujahada, what was zuhud, what is this, one of the signs of iman, zuhud ani dunya, disinclination towards dunya and more inclination towards the akhirah. So when this bedini came alive, there was a restlessness. Today let us ask ourselves this question, how much of bedini there is in myself, in my own family? What effort am I making? Not only that, but in my entire locality, what fikr, what frown is coming into my face? So I have a responsibility. The zimidari and responsibility is what? To get accepted for the effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To get accepted for the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has to open up this thing. Going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a movement. Is that that now we leave everything, you go in the path of Allah for 4 months and 40 days, and it's like a riwaj, okay, right? No, it's a fikr. It's a worry and concern. It's a restlessness. There has to be a pain in the heart. The deen is coming out of the lives. What is happening to me? Where is my worry and concern? What is my day? What is my night? What was the day and night of the Nabi of Allah? Sahaba used to say that the sound or the noise of a boiling kettle used to come out of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The pain, the restlessness, that worry and that concern. Beloved friends, how much of that pain and worry and concern is in our hearts? What is our fikr and worry today? A man is worried about his wife, his kids, his family. A man is working from 8 till 8. One small test of dunya comes, he's in such pareshani. He doesn't know where to turn to, he's restless. Why? Because his objective is off. It's like a shadow, a person tries to catch his shadow, he'll never catch it. Turn away, walk away from the shadow, it'll follow you. Today we made this dunya our maqsad and our object. And we forgot our true purpose in life. We forgot the zimidari and we forgot this responsibility. And we have to understand that Allah has made us responsible. Jaisi niyat waisi barkat. What niyat you make, that is what barkat Allah will give you. Now today, how many of us have made this intention? Ya Allah, accept me for the jood of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, I'm weak, I'm restless. I've got stories, I've got problems. You know my situation, but Ya Allah, accept me. How many of us are talking to Allah? To come out in the path of Allah is easy. Very easy. First, you have to make a decision in your heart. You have to make a decision with Allah. Now you have to talk to Allah. You have to ask Allah, Ya Allah, accept me. Ya Allah, take me out. Ya Allah, you know my story. And we turn to amal. Link yourself with the effort of deen. That gurj, that ta'lim, that daily time. That's why, beloved friends, you see the daily time in the masjid. On a daily basis, a person gives time to the masjid. What is he doing in reality? On a daily basis, if a man gives dawat on the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, he sits for his ta'lim, he has mashura in his masjid. On a daily basis, he's making effort for what? For akhirat. He's coming onto a certain level of qurbani. Then for him to go for bigger periods will be very, very easy. Today, because we're not even coming out for gush, gush time, you're sitting at home. The wife is seeing that you're sitting at home. You've got no, you're showing no importance to the effort of deen. We're not coming to the shab guzari. We're not taking part in the halka mashuras or that takes place on a monthly basis. There's no feedback that's going to the masturat at home. That's why when you want to come out in the path of Allah, it becomes very, very difficult. Either the masturat is stopping out, either the business, either we're procrastinating today, tomorrow, maybe later, we'll see. No. A man has to make decision with Allah. How much more zindagi we got? Next month is Shab-e Barat. We don't know if now our names will be in that book, where Allah will give us zindagi for another year, or Allah is going to call us back to Him. We don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody has guarantee. How many satis in our masjids, in our areas, were with us last month or last year, this year, they're not with us. The clock is ticking. What decision are we making? We have to make a decision and get accepted by Allah. And ask Allah for this acceptance. That is why, beloved friends, you see, niyat is not a small thing. When a man makes niyat and is genuine, that's why in Fazal al-Dhikr, the first hadith, Allah Ta'ala, in Fazal al-Dhikr, Allah Ta'ala treats his slave according to his expectations from him. What you expect from Allah, that is how Allah will teach you. So, beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such an effort. The jood of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the effort of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the key ingredient is sacrifice. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. The name of the price is sacrifice. Sahaba means sacrifice. What sacrifice? Great sacrifice. Sacrifice to such an extent that, beloved friends, their bodies, Allahu Akbar. One day, Umar radiallahu anhu asked Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu to show him his back. Beloved friends, such a back that nobody has ever seen. Imagine pieces of smoldering charcoal used to be taken, placed on his back, and the blood and pus that used to be coming out from his body used to extinguish that coal. Hot iron rod, like how people brand animals with hot iron metal. Hot iron rod used to be taken and branded on his forehead. Anas bin Nadr, 90 wounds all in the front of his body. 90 wounds. Musab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, such a wealthy youngster gave up everything. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi made his tashkil for approximately 1 year to go to Medina Munawwara and teach deen. Imagine one arm is cut off. He takes the flag, holds it to the other arm, the other hand. That is cut off with his bleeding bosoms. Holds it, and the enemy kills him. The daughter of the Nabi of Allah, Allahu Akbar, Zainab radiallahu anha. Imagine what pain the Nabi of Allah went through when his blessed daughter was making hijrat, and the kuffar of Makkah, they throw the spear at the animal. She falls down, she gets injured, she has a miscarriage. After some time, through that wound, she also passes away. The Nabi of Allah has stones tied to his stomach. If he eats food in the morning, there's no food in the evening. If he eats food in the evening, there's no food in the morning. 3 consecutive months, thumma hilal, thumma hilal, thumma hilal. And the stoves in the houses of the wives of the Nabi of Allah is not even lit. Somebody asked Ma'isha radiallahu anha, how you used to survive? She said, on 2 black things, that is dates and water. So what sacrifices did Sahaba Ikram not go through? What sacrifice Ambi Ali Salatu Islam went through? Beloved friends, we have to keep the seerat in front. You see, in deen, every amal that we do in deen has to be according to the sunnah of the Nabi of Allah. Today, Mawlana mentioned in the bayan that the crux of that meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to show this ummah the importance of making the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, beloved friends, you see, when it comes to propagating the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only one way. And there's only one system. There's not 2 and 3 systems. Sahaba, we have 2 groups. You'll never find 3rd group. The first group, Muhajir, and the second group is the Ansar. The Muhajirin are those people that left Makkah Mukarrama and they went to Medina Munawwara. And the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, they assisted and helped, protected, and became the helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for deen to be established from Medina Munawwara. So there's only 2 groups in the Sahaba Ikram. You never find the 3rd group. Right? Now remember one thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it came to the Sahaba Ikram, every single Sahabi that accepted Islam became a da'i, invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it came to this work of da'wah, beloved friends, Ulama Ikram tell us, after the verses of Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, the next revelation of Quran was Ya ayyuhal muddassir kum fa anzir wa rabbaka fa kabbir, the verses of Dawud. The verses of Dawud. Wa rabbaka fa kabbir, go to one person and speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba Ikram themselves did this amongst themselves. Many great Sahaba. So this Dawud is my need, number one. Secondly, it's a zimidari, it's a responsibility. This is from Sirat. When the ahkamat came, there was no salah, there was no zakat, there was no hajj and umrah. The first command was da'wat. So sometimes you go by a person and say, I'm a Muslim, why are you coming by me? Why are you coming by me? Why are you giving me da'wat? Go to my non-Muslim. No, beloved friends. The da'wat for the non-Muslim is only 2 words. Aslim, taslim, finished. Nothing else. Except Islam, you attain salvation. But da'wat for the people of iman, you'll find it in Sirat. Last week, Mufti Sahib mentioned in his bayan, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu aminu. O people of iman, bring iman. Yeah. Allah is commanding the people of iman. Umar radiallahu anhu, Muaz bin Jabal, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, this was their ma'mul amongst themselves. They'll give da'wat to one another. So this da'wat, we have to understand, it is such an amal, it will bring yaqeen in our hearts on the sifat of Allah, the life of the Nabi of Allah, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this da'wat is mine. Dawat is such an amal, beloved friends, we listen to the azan, it's a complete dawat. When the muazzin calls out the azan, it comes in a hadith, something like this. Shaitan runs to a place which is Roha, plus minus 36 miles away from Medina Munawwar. Why? When the azan is given. He can't tolerate this dawat. He himself can't tolerate it. Now when this person starts his salah, shaitan comes and interferes with him. In ibadah, he'll attack him. But dawat, he'll run away. So the power of dawat, the effect of dawat. If a person gives dawat, he will not be affected by anything else. If a person gives da'wat, it will cause perfection in his ibadah. So the benefits of giving da'wat, the need, it's my need. So beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the effort of the masjid, the effort of the muhajir, the effort of the ansar. So every single one of us, we have to make a decision with Allah. First and foremost, if I never spend 4 months, I should have this desire in my heart. have to have this tamanna in my heart that how Allah Ta'ala must take me for 4 months in the path of Allah to learn the effort of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To learn the effort of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in those places where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is bringing the entire world. The entire world is coming. The 120, 130 countries are coming. You meet people of every different nationality, race, creed, color, different languages coming on one common denominator. Allah has made us responsible for deen and the effort of deen. We've got a zimidari, we've got a responsibility. When you see the whole world doing this, then this mind will open up, this heart will open up. Yeah, maybe in Durban one foreign jamaat will come, on Joburg, Cape Town jamaat, this jamaat from this country. There you see the whole world, the whole ummah is there. The whole ummah is coming for what? To learn. That how this fikr, this zimidari, we can embrace it. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept us. So we make this intention. The stepping stone to this is the masjid war effort. Daily time, your gush, your in gush, you can't miss it. You can't miss the gush. See what's happening in the areas, in the localities. Knock at the doors. See how far the people are from deen. The only time you come to know is when you knock at the doors. You can't do it once a week in your gush. It's not going to happen. You cover 5 houses a month, 5 houses in a week, only in your gush day. That's only 20 homes. You've got 200 homes. Not even 10% of them are coming to the masjid. You have to give time on a daily basis, minimum. Divide the area, divide the streets. So that fikr has to take place. The in-gush, the out-gush, the 3 days every month. The talim in the house, talim in the masjid. With our men, women folk, make effort on them. 2 men you go with the men folk, 3rd man you take the masturat out. So beloved friends, this is the stepping stone in order for us to get accepted for the effort of deen. So beloved friends, we have come to the Shabuzari. Those that didn't have it in their heart to spend any time, inshallah, after the bayan, after the maghrib bayan, make an intention. Wallah, it's not your money, it's not your ability and capability, it's not what you know and how you know, who you are and where you're from. It is only the tawfiq from Allah, that Allah will give you the tawfiq to come out. If a man does not get the tawfiq to say one subhanallah, he'll never be able to say that subhanallah. A man doesn't get the tawfiq to come to the masjid and make his 5 times salah, and if Allah doesn't give him the tawfiq, he can never do it. Like that, if Allah doesn't give a person the tawfiq to come out in his part, he can never come out in his part. So we all humble appeal to all the brothers, inshallah, that we should make an intention after the bayan. And this is our Shab Guzari, it's a night of fikr, night of worry and concern. Those that never bring their beddings should go home quickly and bring their beddings. Try to sleep, inshallah, right till tomorrow morning. And inshallah, cry in front of Allah, ask from Allah, beg from Allah. And inshallah, when the tashkil is made, we all stand up and give our names. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa shara will take place. Now all the brothers should come close, inshallah. Those that finish the tasbihah, finish the amal, surah kahf, those that haven't read it, Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.